This presentation considers the metabolic process by which cells produce most of the ATP required for the work of that cell. The process occurs in specialized organelles called mitochondria and is responsible for most of the oxygen consumed by living cells and organisms. This diagram refers to the fact that the three main groups of fuel molecules, carbohydrates, fatty acids, and amino acids, can all be broken down by unique pathways in the first stage of their metabolism. From the second and third stages of metabolism, which are common to all these fuel molecules, acetyl-CoA enters the TCA cycle, pairs of hydrogen atoms are removed from the intermediates, and are passed to cofactors, which are then reoxidized by the last stage, the third stage of metabolism, to produce ATP and water as an end product. It's generally true to say that in the complete metabolism of glucose and amino acids, most of the bond energy that's present in those organic molecules is released during the last stage of metabolism, as shown on this diagram and referred to as oxidative phosphorylation. For instance, in the complete oxidation of glucose to carbon dioxide, its final end product, only about 10% of the bond energy of the glucose is released or conserved during the glycolysis stage of metabolism, and the remaining 90% of the energy is released during the reactions of oxidative phosphorylation. We've used the term oxidation to describe the events in that third stage of metabolism where oxygen gas is used to oxidize the reduced cofactors. I think it's useful at this stage to stop and consider what chemists would generally describe as oxidation reactions, and it's useful to discuss three different mechanisms in which oxygen is involved. The first is shown here, in which oxygen gas provides the atoms which are directly added to organic molecules. In fact, this is quite a rare event in metabolism. An example of a reaction in which oxygen atoms are added directly to the intermediate molecule is the oxidation of xanthine, an end product of DNA breakdown, the conversion of xanthine to uric acid. Xanthine has a double ring structure with a hydroxyl group at the two positions in the first ring. An enzyme called xanthine oxidase can add oxygen atoms onto the carbons in the second and smaller of the rings to give uric acid, which now has three hydroxyl groups. This is a very rare example, but a useful one, of direct addition of oxygen. A second example of what's meant by oxidation is a reaction in which one electron is removed from the substrate, and the most common example of this is reactions involving transition element metals such as iron and copper. For instance, an oxidation we're all familiar with is the rusting of iron, where it goes from a bright red colour to a brownish colour, and that involves the conversion of iron in its Fe2 plus state. Removal of an electron from the outer orbit gives iron 3 plus, or the ferric form. This is a reversible reaction, and reducing agents can convert the Fe3 plus back to Fe2 plus. As well as happening as rusting in iron exposed to the atmosphere, enzyme reactions in metabolism involve this, where the iron that's present in hemoglobin or cytochrome proteins has the ability to accept or donate electrons in this way. A third example of an oxidation reaction is one where a pair of hydrogen atoms are removed from the substrate molecule, and an example is shown in the next slide. An important reaction that occurs in the liver of most animals is the conversion of ordinary alcohol, that's ethanol, to the aldehyde product ethanal. For this to happen, another molecule is required, a cofactor or a hydrogen acceptor, which here in the diagram is represented by X. This will act as a hydrogen acceptor and will receive the two hydrogens as the ethanol is oxidized and be converted to its reduced form, shown here in the diagram as XH2. There are three molecules which are used very frequently by cells as hydrogen acceptors, and the full structures will be shown in a later slide, but they're usually abbreviated as NAD, FAD and NADP. NAD is the cofactor used most frequently by enzymes involved in metabolic processes, and the structure of that is shown in a simplified form here. NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, and we can see these elements of the name in the structure shown on the left. At the bottom of the structure on the left, there's a representation of the double ring of adenine, which is joined to the sugar ribose, and that in turn is joined through to phosphate or phosphoryl groups to another sugar ribose, and then finally to the nicotinamide ring shown at the top of the diagram on the left. As we find for most cofactors that take part in metabolic reactions, there's one part that changes during the enzyme reaction, and this is often referred to as the functional part of the molecule, and usually the rest of the molecule remains unchanged. That's true in this case. We can see that it's the top part of the diagram, the nicotinamide ring, that in the beginning of the reaction will be represented there in its oxidized form with a single hydrogen atom at the top of that six-membered ring. When NAD acts as a hydrogen acceptor, as we see with the arrow indicating acceptance of two hydrogen atoms, we see the product of the reaction on the right of the diagram, and now one extra hydrogen atom has been added to the top of the ring. The reaction is slightly more complex than it seems at first. Two hydrogen atoms are usually removed from the substrate molecule. One of these hydrogens, plus its bond electron, goes on to the top of the nicotinamide ring. The second hydrogen donates one of its bond electrons to the nitrogen atom in the nicotinamide ring, which then loses the positive charge that it had in the oxidized form. That second hydrogen atom, having donated its bond electron, then becomes a proton, H+, and so in each reaction where NAD is involved, the product will be NADH, that's the diagram shown on the right, plus an accompanying proton, H+, although this is often omitted from equations. A second cofactor used in many enzyme reactions is the flavine-based group of cofactors. The one shown here is FAD, which stands for flavine adenine dinucleotide. As is true for most cofactors, there's a functional part of the molecule which changes, and the rest of the molecule usually is chemically unchanged as the reaction proceeds. In this diagram, the three-membered ring shown at the top of the diagram is the functional part of the molecule. The nitrogen at the central ring, top of the central ring, and the nitrogen at the bottom of the third ring on the right, these nitrogens are capable of accepting each of them a hydrogen atom. The rest of the molecule, one can see a representation of nearly a sugar molecule, it's ribitol, not ribose, which then is joined through two phosphate or phosphoryl groups to another ribose unit, which in turn is connected to the double ring of an adenine structure. So we have the adenine dinucleotide part shown there at the bottom, and the flavine part is the functional part shown at the top.